Hello, my name is Fanaka Adrian, and this is my podcast. In this podcast, I'll talk about politics, economics, philosophy, psychology, sociology, public policy, nationalism, so social sciences in general. Hello guys, welcome back to my channel. Today we are going to continue the discussion around democracy, because democracy is really important these days. Of course, American rhetoric around democracy is sometimes too populistic. Yeah, they export democracy with the gunfire. What we believe in is in the value of democracy per se. Democracy for me, Master of Arts in Political Science from top program in political science in the world. I studied at Central European University, which is financed by George Soros and was very, very high in the QS rankings and Shanghai rankings when I finished in 2015. For me, this topic of democracy will always be important. So what we will talk today is mostly comparison of Europe and Latin America. And we will start by listing the stable democracies, stable dictatorships, unstable democracies and dictatorships in these two regions. If we start with Latin America, there we have stable dictatorships as Bolivia, Cuba, Dominican Republic, Ecuador, El Salvador, Guatemala, Haiti, Honduras, Nicaragua, Panama, Paraguay, Peru, Venezuela. While in Europe and the English-speaking nations, you have stable democracies like Australia, Belgium, Canada, Denmark, Ireland, Luxembourg, Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, Sweden, Switzerland, UK and the US. Okay, and between these two extremes, we have the unstable democracies and dictatorships in both Europe and Latin America. And let's list some: Albania, Austria, Bulgaria, France, Germany, Greece, Hungary, Italy, Poland, Portugal, Romania, Spain, Russia, Argentina, Brazil, Chile, Colombia, Costa Rica, Mexico, and Uruguay. So, how do you compare these two regions? Like, so you have the European stable democracy, you have the Latin America stable dictatorships, and everything in between. So, there are some nice studies out there who measured, for example, how many telephones per 1,000 persons, how many radios per 1,000 persons, how many newspapers copies per 1,000 persons. So let's read now some statistics. So in European stable democracies were maximum 400. So 4 out of 10 people had a telephone. Okay? In European dictatorships, okay? So moving from, let's say, Belgium to Austria, you had half, max two person in 10 had a telephone, right? But this is still high compared to Latin American democracies. So, for example, in Chile, you had half person in 10, so 58 in 1,000, they had telephone. While in Latin American dictatorship, for example, in Peru, this number was even half of that. So max 24 out of 1,000 had a telephone. We already see now like a hierarchy. If you talk about civilization, right, if you can say that having a telephone and connecting to your friends and family is a measure of civilization, then you have a hierarchy going from European democracies to Latin American dictatorships. All right, because goes the further you go from European democracies and you get to Latin American stable dictatorships, the less civilization you have in terms of telephones. At least. Similarly with radios, in European stable democracies you had max 995 out of 1,995, so almost all people had radio in European stable democracies. These are maximum numbers. The averages could go down. In European dictatorship you had max 307 people out of 1,000. But going to Brazil, for example, from France to Brazil, this number went in half. 148 max had a radio. Going even worse to Guatemala, from Brazil to Guatemala, so from a democracy, from a Latin American democracy to a Latin American stable dictatorship, this number actually surprisingly did not change. So max 154 radios per 1,000 persons in Guatemala, let's say. So this is surprising, right? Our hierarchy here is not standing anymore, right? So similar numbers, but still less than in Europe. I would say half of the European dictatorships and seven times less than in European democracy, stable democracies. And moving to newspapers, here again there is a clear hierarchy. European stable democracies max 570 newspaper copies per 1,000 persons. Moving a bit lower to European dictatorships, so moving from the UK to Germany, from you move from 570 to 390, so one quarter, let's say 25% less number of newspapers. And crossing the Atlantic Ocean to Argentina, which is a Latin American democracy, goes down a bit to 233, and then to El Salvador moves to half, around 111 newspaper copies per 1,000 persons. So, having talked about communication, now let's talk about industrialization. So, in terms of industrialization, there is not anymore a visible hierarchy. This is because, for example, if we take percentage of males who work in agriculture, yes, it goes a bit down from, let's say, Nicaragua, where 87% max 87% of males work in agriculture, down to Belgium, right, or the UK, where only about 46% at maximum percentage of males working in agriculture, while Latin American democracies and European dictatorships have a similar level, around max 60% of the males working in agriculture. Also, I would say there is a hierarchy, but again with a reversal in Latin America between democracies and dictatorships in terms of per capita energy consumed. In European stable democracies, there is twice of per capita energy consumed than European dictatorships. So moving from New Zealand or Australia to Austria, right? It's the energy is getting half. And then moving to Latin America, there is not a big difference between democracies and stable dictatorships, but is around three times lower energy consumed than in the European dictatorships, and around eight times lower than in the European stable democracy. So huge differences in energy consumed. So this is a good index of industrialization, right? How strong is the economic, and this is also measured by how much energy is consumed and how many males are working in agriculture. And two things before we finish, education and urbanization. So education, there is a hierarchy going from 100% in European stable democracy to around 76% of people being literate, so knowing how to read and write, in Latin American dictatorships. So while in Belgium everybody knows how to read and write, if you go to Haiti that can go drastically lower. In terms of primary education, there is also a, I would say, big difference between European stable democracies, and surprisingly here the lowest number is not in the Latin American dictatorships but in the Latin American democracies. There is a difference of, there is a plus, let's say, of 25% for the European stable democracies in terms of how many people have primary education per 1,000 persons. And going to higher education, there is a clear hierarchy between the European stable democracies and the Latin American dictatorships. Around 5 to 6 times more people have higher education in European stable democracies compared to Latin American dictatorships. But even in Europe, there are 3 times more people between, let's say, Western Europe, who is democratically stable, and Central Eastern Europe, who is democratically unstable. 3 times more people have higher education in the West. And then moving from the Central Eastern Europe to, let's say, Argentina, Brazil, still 30% more people have higher education in Europe than in those Latin American democracies. Finally, how many people live in the cities? Urbanization. Here the European dictatorships for the first time score a bit less. For example, if we take percentage of population in cities over 20,000 people, in European stable democracies 43, in European dictatorships 24, Latin American stable dictatorships 17, but Latin American democracies 28, so higher than in Central Eastern Europe. And a similar trend across the line in population in cities over 100,000 and population in metropolitan areas, right? So Latin American democracies have a plus there. I think history of Argentina, for example, was urban much earlier than Central Eastern Europe. Thank you very much for your attention. If you like this type of videos and podcasts, please subscribe, follow, comment, share. Thank you very much. See you. Bye bye.